If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
In our Friday food section today, the dining editor at Chicago Magazine, Amy Cavanaugh, who has written about Chicago's best bars. Amy, I need to know how you researched this topic.
By having a lot of drinks.
Now, are these all new bars?
They are. They all opened within the past 2 years.
All right, and you live to tell your story. Let's begin with the place that you say you're most excited to be at right now, at 938 West Fulton Market. Talk about this. You like clinking martini glasses here, is that it?
That's it, yes. Our number one bar on the list this year is Bisou, which is a really elegant spot in the West Loop for martinis before dinner or a nightcap. It's a really cozy spot, and it's definitely my favorite spot to raise a glass right now.
Next on the list, you've got the Caracara Club. Tell us about this place.
Yeah, this is in Logan Square, and it, you know, pulls together a focus on rum and other tropical flavors along with Italian bitters. So it turns into, you know, really fun tropical-leaning escapist cocktails. So the kind of place that's just right for a Chicago winter.
And this place, you say, has kind of a different look in the daytime. Then they change at night. Is that what happens?
They have tons of windows, and it's right on the corner in Logan Square. And so by day, it's, you know, really bright and light, and by night, it gets, you know, very dark and dim and inviting.
Caracara Club on North Kedzie. The Golden Years, you say, is perfect for soaking up vintage vibes. Tell us about the Golden Years.
Yeah, Golden Years is inspired by the 1970s, which, you know, was not our best cocktail era, but the bartenders here have, you know, really taken drinks and spirits of that era and run with it. I'm a particular fan of the Stinger, which is nice and minty, and they have my favorite Scotch highball in town made with Japanese whiskey.
Now, you know you're talking to a teetotaler here, so do we have the mocktails on every bar menu these days?
We do, which is really great to see. You know, I feel like every bar here is offering some options for folks who aren't drinking.
And they have music from Steely Dan to the Rolling Stones, you say. That sounds pretty cool. 1938 West Chicago Avenue. And now we move to a place that has gotten, the restaurant at Trade Dita has certainly been acclaimed. And you write about the bar. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of this bar because it's a great hotel bar. It's the kind of place, you know, anyone can go and kind of get to feel like a tourist in our hometown. The cocktails are really great. You know, you can have dinner at the bar. And obviously, you know, anyone who's ever been to Trade Dita knows that, you know, the room and the views are just unparalleled.
That's in the St. Regis Hotel, and it's right down the street from us here, 401 East Wacker Drive. Next on your list of Chicago's best new bars is Truce. Why do you like Truce?
Truce is great because it's open all day, and so this is a great spot, you know, if you want to get a really fun coffee drink in the morning while you do some work on your laptop. Or, you know, head back for cocktails in the evening. They have a chai daiquiri that is really fantastic and worth checking out. It's a very cozy and welcoming neighborhood spot.
1935 North Damon Avenue for Truce. And you say that's a good spot to have a meeting. Is that it? In the daytime,
yeah,
anyway.
You can. In the daytime, yes. You can, you know, I've brought my laptop for the days there to do some work.
All right, let's talk about Is Was Brewing.
Yeah, It Was is one of the newest breweries that's landed in the Ravenswood area, and their focus is on saisons, which are, you know, a lower ABV dry style beer that I particularly love, and you don't see as much around town these days, but you can find it at It Was.
And that's at 5121 North Ravenswood. Chicago Magazine dining editor Amy Cavanaugh with us this week with Chicago's best bars, according to extensive research. Amy, did you at least take some of your colleagues along on these outings?
I did, yes.
You like the Latin American spirits at this bar in Logan Square in North California. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Lalacor Pan America covers the breadth of Latin America, and so we have spirits from Mexico, from Bolivia, from Brazil, and so they're really doing some very cool stuff here. Like there's a really delicious slushy with aguardiente, which is a sugarcane spirit.
Name of this place again?
Lalacor Pan America.
And next, lemon, or maybe they say limon, I don't know, but you write about forgotten classics, also some live music in this place, right?
Yeah, Lemon really does a lot. They have house cocktails. They bring back a lot of classic cocktails that you really don't see anywhere else, which is really cool. And if you go later in the evening, you might be able to catch a music performance or other type of show.
Do these places have happy hours? Other cities around the country are like happy hour crazy, but not so much in Chicago.
It's been picking up, I feel like, which has been great. Lemon does have a really good one. A lot of them do require you ducking out of work a little early. So this one is from 4 to 6 p.m. Every day, which is great. And so you can get, you know, $7 mixed drinks and $10 daiquiris.
1600 West Grand Avenue. I love the name of this place, Electric Funeral. And, this is a unique spot, isn't it?
It is. It's located in Bridgeport, and it is a bar for anyone who is Halloween obsessed. It was started by the owners of Jackalope Coffee, which is a longtime favorite in town. And it's just... It's Halloween themed, but it's also just like nails the Chicago tavern dive aesthetic. So it's the kind of place that it feels like it's been there for years, even though it's a new bar.
I love how you describe it. It's like if the Munsters had a rec room in the 70s.
Yeah.
3529 South Halstead for Electric Funeral. And then we have Monochrome Brewing, which you like because it's got kind of a casual vibe. Is that it?
Yeah, Monochrome Brewing is located in Pilsen, and it's really a spot that has, you know, seamlessly fit into the neighborhood. There's all sorts of things to drink. You know, they offer plenty of beers, of course, since it's a brewery, but you can also find draft cocktails and seltzers. And it's just a spot that, you know, people like to hang out. When, you know, one of our reporters went down there, he saw families, he saw a birthday party. There's all just, you know, different things going on there.
Glad you covered the South Side, too. That's at 2101 South Carpenter Monochrome Brewing. And you write about a drink that you like, or do you write about this because it's unique? Tell us what the deal is on freezer martinis.
Yeah, freezer martinis really took off in this past year. It's where the bartenders make the drink in advance, and then they stick it in the freezer. So it's extremely cold when it's poured, and that process of, you know, kind of letting it sit for a little bit really allows the flavors to meld together. So I identified four of my particular favorites around town, including at Bisou and Truce, and then Sepia and Hawksmoor are also doing them as well.
Okay, am I going to like that as much as a Black Cow, Amy?
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think that's for me, but a lot of people are interested. I am in the minority. And finally, you found a good spot for a vegetarian meal. Tell us about this spot.
Yeah, Rosemary is in the West Loop. It's from Joe Flam, and while it's not you know, fully a vegetarian restaurant. They do Italian and Croatian food. The last time I dined there, I had mostly vegetarian food, and everything was fantastic. So that would be where I would take vegetarian diners right now. They do really great, just, you know, classic veggie dishes, but then a lot of vegetarian pastas, and whatever the vegetarian risotto is worth getting that day.
And how did you find Rosemary? Did people tell you about it, or did you stumble in there after having cocktails at all these other bars you researched?
It's been a long time favorite of mine in the West Loop. It's been open for a few years, but I feel like just lately I've realized how fantastic the vegetarian dishes are there.
And I'm sure you're going to be hearing from people. They're going to want to tell you about their favorite. How can they get in touch with you, Amy?
Yeah, they can reach out to us, you know, either via social media at Chicago Mag, or I'm at acavanaugh@chicagomag.com.
Amy Cavanaugh, dining editor at Chicago Magazine. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.